Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the concrete gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, on 3CR Community Radio every Sunday morning at 9.30 a.m. in the morning. Not every Sunday morning, but we'll get to that. 8.55 on your a.m. dial. It's the Griller back for his first show this year, and apparently the boys ran the show last year, and the new John Laws of the concrete gang, Three Trees, you're wrapping yourself up. What a great job you did.
But if I don't wrap myself up,
I'll tell you what, if you get your arm around the back there, yourself in the back.
Don't touch me sunburn.
Anyway, it's great to see you, Campo.
Good morning, my friend.
Did you have a good break, mate?
Yeah, never long enough, was it?
Never long enough. And the Sparrow.
Yeah, how we going?
Mate, you saved yourself up. You've got a few things to say this year, have you?
Yeah. We'll get to them.
That's about it.
That's all from me.
See you next year.
That's all from me. Well done, mate. Anyway, I hope you've all had a good break over Christmas and everything's gone well for you, and which will bring me to something. That'll bring it down. But we won't go straight there because we want to sort of keep a cheery thing going on about it. But last week there was another stuff up. Apparently the concrete gang went on at 7 or 7.30 and instead of 9.30 we weren't told about that till later. Well, someone emailed someone. But anyway, we apologise for that. We're doing our best to slow down the channels of communication. We've got our media manager, Emma. She's going to take control of all that sort of stuff and leave us knuckleheads out and cut down a few of the knuckleheads here at 3CR. But anyway, we apologise for that. We'll try and get through the year without that happening again.
It's been a big help getting someone in as a media manager who can actually read and write, unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, well, you know, and she hasn't got a set of beads on her desk, you know, like you. But it is.
Don't have that.
It is, Andy. But we are sort of getting left a bit warm. But I will start off on a bad note. I on Christmas. Now, we spoke about this before. It's not a good time for everyone. Now, since Christmas, I've spoke to a few people around the traps, and I reckon five or six people I've heard of sat at home and all that. So we're gonna have to do something about that. I think next year we might have to get our heads together and get a couple of tables somewhere. We know someone's not going anywhere. That breaks my heart. I couldn't sit and enjoy Christmas knowing that's happening, you know. So I know it's a long way out, but we're definitely going to do something about that because it's no point, you know, us spruiking up Christmas and we're doing things with all the kids, which is great and fantastic, which is really good, but finding out we've got members sitting home on their own, you know, eating a can of beans or something, you know. So anyway, we're going to look into that and try and fix it up for next year. What did you get up to Christmas? Campo, or what were you just...
Yeah, I borrowed my old man's got a long wheelbase Mercedes Sprinter car, so a camper van, so I borrowed that and just went cruising around the coast.
So what went wrong?
No, a few things went wrong. But, you know.
Found some luscious grass at one stage.
Yeah, had a bit of a nap on the grass for a day,
under the radar.
Has that slowed you down, that gear, mate? Because it wasn't working before Christmas.
The grass was looking really good, though. It was comfy.
Slowed me down. I did have a nap, and I might have woken up with a bit of fucking dew on me at one night. But, you know, you get that.
Heavy dew.
Heavy dew.
Yeah. No jokes. All right, Frankie boy, three trees.
Just hung around Melbourne, mate.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the best weather I've seen.
It's been a good summer. Yeah. Your shoulders will tell us the story.
Oh, yeah, my shoulders are burnt, third degree burns, you think?
You've lost 8 kilos of skin.
Sure. I've got sunburn, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But it was great. I was just hung around town.
The baseball bat near your door, beating off all the women and all that.
All the time? Like, that's a constant thing.
Yeah, constant thing. You know yeah.
That's something that you never get away from.
Nah. Sparrow?
Yeah, went to Eden for a day or two and then to Ross Head, New South Wales.
Oh, yeah.
For a couple of days.
You've done elaborate enough, just that's it? You know, done elaborate?
Yeah, it was good.
Elaborate.
Thanks, mate.
They've got all the oysters down there, all the oyster farms.
Yes,
really good.
They have.
It was good there.
Used to take old Buffy there with me.
Yeah, went for a couple of runs with the kids.
Yeah.
9-year-old, he beats me now in the running. So
yeah, well, that's not good.
But, it was good. It was good.
And I just had a bit of a trip over to Europe, you know.
That's where I was going to get to.
Breaks home done. But, yeah, that was that. And who goes to Europe in the middle of winter? I took me budgies over there, me budgie smugglers and all that. We're ready to go. And I thought, geez, who worked that this holiday? But anyway, we had a good time.
How good was the cricket over the break, mate?
I missed it. I didn't see it.
Probably the best test cricket I've seen in years.
I reckon that, yeah. All right, so we better get in a bit of business. We have got some business here. We still are under administration. I suppose they would have had a good holiday, you know, living off all the lovely money, money, wouldn't they, the administrators, and thinking what they can do to us this year.
Yeah, that's right. Waiting on the court case coming back, so that result's not far away. So
And we must spend a cheerio to our leadership that's still... Still
in
exile and don't know what's going on, so a special cheerio. And we haven't forgot about them.
Still thinking of them.
EBAs. Should we talk about that?
Obviously, if you're under the new one, we've got the first pay increase, the 1st of February. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's some we're still chasing up. I know did a vote.
It's in the...
Is it changed?
Yeah.
1st of February. So that was a part of the deal with the back pay, you know, bring the pay increase forward a month earlier. So... that's a good win. But obviously there's a lot of EBAs. They're starting to roll in through a bit now, you know what I mean?
We were speaking to Cam yesterday? Yeah, he was saying that they're coming through now, they're not getting held up as much as what they were, so.
So we got, I think all the labour hires, there's only two companies left to do, so we've done pretty good there. Yeah. You know, they've all come through. I know KPI voted theirs up on Wednesday. Still a long process and all that, but you know, it's just we're batting through it. We're probably getting a bit better at it too. And now we're going to start like targeting companies that have been holding out. You look at Hanson and Youngkin
dragging their feet.
They're just waiting for like a change of thinking they're going to hold out till if there's a change of government with that rat Dutton. Which they're both the same. I said, well, people need their pay increases, and that's what that's a business game at the moment.
And it's a business decision for them. They don't care about someone.
They might be having a job starting in the Docklands.
Might not be having a job.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell them what's going to happen, mate. Don't
have a job.
Don't leave with your chin swallowed. don't leave with your beak. So the EBA say, if you're not getting the pay rate, then your company hasn't signed the EBA, ring the office on Monday and let them know. And it'll be chased up for sure. We've got an organisers meeting Monday, first one for the year. So that'll be interesting. And look, it'd be mad if we didn't touch on a bit of football because Campo's been scanning over all the
draft picks
and all that. Mate, have you got any information for us, mate?
Every year the Bombers look good at training. So
That's it. We've played our prep. We played our premiership.
You know, it's start of the year, and you know you don't want to bring up Carlton, but I'm hearing Josh Frydenberg could be the new president of Carlton. You know, Liberal treasurer. Imagine being a Carlton supporter. I tell you what, if the Bombers got a Liberal treasurer, I'd stop going for him.
Corey and Trav.
You know, but you know, there's a few. Essendon's got injuries. I don't know. No one's playing, but we've got injuries.
Besides the fact that
we're going real great.
Besides the fact that he's a Liberal. Is it? is a moron.
Well, the old president was doing a bit of tweeting. Sending the old picture around.
Hot shots. Oh, dick pics.
I'll tell you what. When you think people are going to learn that you're getting the trouble putting stupid things on phones. When you're even going
to
learn that?
Mine's big enough to take photos of.
Oh, geez, what's he talking about now?
The phone or...
All right.
I need cave diving equipment to get my on the phone.
Sure.
And that Port Melbourne's ready for a season. We've got James Heard down there and what's his name? McCarthy. Fantastic.
Also, a big shout out to Dyson Heppel. He got married at the weekend.
Dyson Heppel, he's down there. He's going to be down at that. So hopefully Port have a better season. So get behind them and buy a membership ticket. We'll get them on the next couple of weeks and they can spruik. We'll get all the details so you can get your Port Melbourne membership and get behind the club.
Just a grouse community club.
Yeah, well, they're up against it. You know, being a standalone club and they need all the help they can get. So good community club, so get behind them. All right. I've gone through all this stuff. Jeez. O'Connor. Oh, what about your mate O'Connor? Oh.
What's he done now?
Well, he's got up that he's put into the vote to their membership and got through Parliament and obviously pushed for the legislation to split away from the CFMEU, and I think it got up in court, so he's going to a vote of his membership to split away and walk away from us as a union, because, you know, I can see why he'd want to do that, because you look at his EBA and I think there was pay increases written in there for this year that are 1%. So
how many members has he got?
There's some good. Be honest, there's some good solid members there. They used to be a good proud union, and then he, you know, please. He's the only at the moment. You know, we were all under pressure and, you know, getting it all investigated and all that. He's the only, you know, bloke is actually going to court because, you know,
and then,
using the super fund money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder who's paying for that.
Is it legal?
Who's paying for that? The court case.
Well, that's right.
His members, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think so. They wouldn't have enough money to pay for it.
Well, that's why they're going to court, because obviously they were using the super money. So there's that, you know, and there's some members there that want to be a part of our union. You know what I mean?
Oh, heaps of them.
They're being held at gunpoint to politics, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, he's been, you know, buddying up with Tony Burke, and you can see him, we're in administration. Well, you know, what's been happening there? What conversations happened there? You know?
And then they're on strike up and thing.
Yeah, they're on strike at the moment, so.
You can see why they want to be our members, though. Yeah. We're the ones with the Stuart, the reps on site. Yeah.
One of the pay increases in their old EBA was like 2023 was 0.5%. Like, that's less than CPI.
He's going backwards.
Mate, he's a tactical genius.
It's not hard to tell who's the leader for the bosses. That, you know, it's clearly O'Connor, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's where it is. So, obviously, if you know any forestry division or manufacturing division members, tell them to vote no. Tell them to vote no and say, we want to stay a part of us. Yeah, you know what I mean?
What I find funny as well, they're on strike up in the Opal paper mill. The same AWU were on strike last year. They crossed that picket line. That leadership
that's
them
right.
to cross the picket line.
Mm.
And now the AWU are congratulating them, saying we're standing by us.
Nah.
That's an odd one for me, it really is. Like.
But it is what it is. So, yeah, if you know any manufacturing divisions, tell them we want them to stay a part of our union. So.
And also shout out to the manufacturing members that are out there that can't join us, obviously, on their injunctions and all that there, because they're just being harassed on the job by these organisers coming on, threatening them, making them take off their hard hats to check stickers and all that just stupid stuff, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
And then they're like, why are we being harassed? And it's just a politically motivated
It's illegal to force people in the unions, but it's not illegal to stop them from being a member of the union they want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they worked that out.
Unconstitutional is your free speech.
You know, talking about that part, what you just mentioned, have a look what Dutton came out and said. Dutton came out and said he's going to give money to a big road job in Queensland. And part of the only reason I'm going to give the money is to exclude the CFMEU. You know what I mean? They're not allowed on the job.
Which is illegal.
The CFMEU agreement can't even price the job.
Oh dear! So different year, same shit, isn't it?
How high is the water, Mama?
Yeah.
8 feet high and rising.
And we did have some bad news over Christmas because the great man who we've quoted on this job played quite a few of his songs. Chad Morgan's passed away.
Oh, Chad Morgan. Yeah.
So we're gonna go to a track, I think, are we?
Yep.
Annie? At a Campo, you've been the musical director. Did we reappoint him this year's musical director, or haven't we got to that?
We'll put them on a temporary basis.
Temporary
for now.
Basis. We'll give them revoke it. Beautiful.
That'd be like that, boys. Yeah. I've had a rough couple of years, and now you're going to take me in my ankle.
Well, yeah. I'll kick a bloke when he's down. You said that.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So anyway, I'll hand it over to you to bring us in.
Well, obviously, Chad Morgan's been a great... We've loved him in the Concrete Gang. The Sheik from Scrubby Creek.
All the sheilas think I'm handsome, their fathers think I'm mad, their mothers think I'm a villain, but I'm just a lovable lad. I'm loved by the poor and the wealthy, loved by the good and the bad, loved by the fat and the skinny, because I'm a lovable lad. Now I've been chased by fathers with shotguns of all kinds, and you can tell where they have aimed by the marks that's left behind. I don't know why they do it, 'cause I'm not really bad. I just chase their daughters because I'm a lovable lad. It's a dangerous game I'm playing, you've got to be quick to last. When you're at the wrong end of a shotgun, you run quick or cop the full blast. You'll never see me linger where there are sour old tarts, and you can tell where I have been by the trail of broken hearts. So parents do take warning and heed what I say. Keep your daughters out of sight when I come round your way. For they say I'm just like Casanova, I drink, I smoke, I swear. They say I'm the Sheik of Scrubby Creek, but I don't care.
Oh, and there he was, the man from Scrubby Creek, old Chad Morgan, fantastic Australiana music. He should be on the, singing for the Australian orchestra or something, or ballet or whatever you call them. But what you didn't like, that Three Trees.
It wasn't Irish. It wasn't Top of the Pops. Sorry. Let's put it that way.
Well, no, that's what we used to use. Michael Jackson was on Top of the Pops, and Chad Morgan was down the bottom. But that's what
that's where we are. A hit is a hit. That wasn't a fucking hit.
It was a hit.
Probably one of Australia's biggest artists. So
there you go.
And the Barking,
it was a massive hit.
The Barking part was for Michael O'Connor.
Mate, he was going that well. He was getting his teeth gold plated, old Chad, but it worked out it's going to cost him about $10 million. You've seen the size of his teeth.
Chompers.
They would have had them in a separate cask. Him at one cask and his choppers in the other. Jeez, you're not bad. Fucking old Three Trees, I'll tell you. All right. That's a special cheerio to Chad. We loved him. Now, Form 700, so... They're playing the game, doing a good job. The boys putting up cranes and all that. But apparently someone wasn't too happy about them having the crane.
Yeah, they So Icon have a job at Hampton, and 700 are contracted just for the cranes, just to supply the cranes. And, it was a bit of a – it was pretty funny to me. They refurbished the crane, painted it all lovely.
As you do.
Brand new
Form 700 stickers.
Loud as you could get. 700 stickers on the side of it, and Mr. Ivan Milinkovic was not happy about it.
Less than pleased.
Yeah, no.
Mate, when is he happy that play?
People hanging over the side of the crane trying to rip the stickers off. That wasn't good. For me, it was brilliant. I couldn't stop laughing at it. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
A lot of movement in the crane gang this year. Yeah. We're coming down. The builders, we're getting a lot of... Well, we've got a lot of support, really. Yeah. Really, there's not too many people kicking back. There's a couple of ones you expect to, kick back about everything. But no, we're trying to get the the blokes back on the cranes with the builders and, you know, get them, you know, so they've got some control over the job, and the blokes, you know, are not working for labour hire and casuals. We're trying to stop all this casual rating and all the labour hire stuff we've got in the industry.
Just continuity through the industry, you know?
Yeah, so we're making a bit of ground, and it's, few people aren't happy, but we're not here to keep everyone happy, are we? You know,
mate, it's our job.
To make someone happy, you got to make someone sad. So that's what I've learned. And but
you
also,
did that over Christmas.
Oh man, that's, you know, I do it every time, every Friday night, Saturday night. Someone's sad.
All right. What else we got? We got that program maintenance.
Yeah, program maintenance. AGL, like they're down at the power. I think it's power station. Down in the valley,
Loyang.
So we've got a HSR, and he's through program maintenance. And his trial period was up in 2 weeks, so they sacked him as the HSR because he was effective. The boys there went on Wednesday for 48. They said, "Well, you're not sacking our HSR. We're going for 48." So they've gone, them and AGL and program maintenance have gone and got orders to get the boys back to work. And the boys just said, "Well, we're out for 48." And then so there's a bit going on there. We're blowing about. You know, if you've got a HSR who's affected, they should, you know, they can't be just sacked. So them boys are down there having a dip, and we'll see where
they must be doing a good job if they want to sack him.
Exactly. That's the only reason you sack a HSR if they're effective. So stick fat. You know, there's more to come on this. So,
and it's a standard as well with all these bosses wanting to put all their own picks in as HSRs and all that there. And that's the one thing you need to push out to the members. Don't vote for these people. When you're voting up a HSR, do not vote in the boss's pick.
If they get a vote.
If they get a vote, yeah. Mm. But if it is called to a vote, don't vote for him, because he clearly doesn't have your best interest at heart. And you find when we go in there sometimes to try and sort out health and safety, they're the ones who's hindering us. HSR bloke.
Mm.
You know?
And been there forever.
And they've got clean uniforms on. Haven't got a speck of dust on their hands, you know what I mean?
That happened.
And their blokes are wearing
rags. Island Brown job there in Phil Ball, and the HSR was asking for my papers.
There you go. What does that tell you?
What papers? What, the Herald Sun?
The Herald Sun.
That's it.
Is that still going, the Herald
Sun? The Herald Scum.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, the other thing is we're ratting a few cages with a few of these long-time stewards in OH since Brett's been being a few changes on jobs. A few people are getting shaken up because they've been riding the gravy train for a long time and not delivering the stuff for the boys. And I would have thought, this just me, maybe as you blokes keep pointing out, I'm getting old and the old ways.
No, you're not.
Who's pointing at it?
No, yeah, well, every 3 seconds, but anyway. I thought when you were doing being the rep for shop steward, as we used to call them, that you had to have the boys on side, like they were your best mates. Oh, no. Well, some of the jobs, you know, some of the jobs going around, the blokes hate them. Now, how can they be shop stewards when all the members on the jobs hate them? That's what I
If they're not approachable.
Well, yeah, some of them think the members are there to serve them. No, they're there to serve the members. And
well, you're obviously going to get a couple of disgruntled members, but not the whole job. But so anyway, there's going to be a few shocks coming up this year.
Also, can I just point out, next week's going to be a hot week. So, with 35 out the gate.
It was pretty straightforward, surely.
Some jobs aren't doing it. Some jobs are trying to emotionally blackmail the boys in the stands. So, if you are in one of those jobs, reach out to the CFMU, because that's what we're here for.
And remember, there should be an agreement in place for station they go by.
Weather station they go by.
And when not in the radios, don't listen to radios because everyone listens to a different channel. Yeah. When it comes to 35, it's all over Red Rover. No discussion. It's just away you go.
And it's just got to hit 35. If it hits 35 and then drops immediately,
you're still gone.
You're still gone. So just remember that.
G-O-W-N.
How about some of the blokes when it does hit 35? They're lingering around. Just get in your car and go. Get there. It's raining. Just hanging around. Go.
Back in the days when you had the old double 19
you could never get through.
Everybody's sitting on the phone.
Double 196.
I'd say the best was the old days when the boys brought their bags to the meetings, you know, their old kit bag. We're getting home already. Don't worry about that. We're going home.
Remember when we were out and you had a hot day and you got on the drink, you're like, it's going to be hot tomorrow. I'll be right. It was a perfect day.
Scallywags, we're running out of time. All right, we've got... your friend, Matt Beveridge.
Hanson and Youngkin.
Playing up.
Good bloke, apparently, you said.
No, well, mate, he doesn't want, he's holding off on the EBA. Like many of the builders are holding. There's a few holding out.
No friends there.
Nah. No friends, mate.
No.
You can put Quentin from Q&S in there.
Oh, the old gift that keeps giving.
Not still going.
Not paying the boys again.
Well, but they like working for nothing.
They don't get. If someone doesn't pay you, the next day when it's due, I would be pulling up stumps straight away. I wouldn't leave it for a week, four weeks. How do you let it get so bad?
So he's still going or quitting?
He's hanging in there, Joss.
I'll put him as a short price favourite. He won't make it the next Christmas.
Well, I mean,
he keeps going.
Him and his missus, Well, that's another story. Well, that was
he was giving us a sob story. Remember, he had to sell his house, like one of his houses.
Yeah, well, we just had one scrub.
Sell the Ram. He sold the Ram three times.
That TRX, yeah.
Sookie Lalas, any of those?
Well, obviously, Michael O'Connor, you know, trying to break away from the our union as well. Dutton's trying to say the CFMEU can be excluded from agreements.
Did we get much paperwork over Christmas? Don't think we did in the paper.
No.
I don't read it. It's all dribble.
I was actually laughing the other day. Someone said there's a big story in the Age about the North East Link and about all the dodgy deeds done. And you flick through it, there's not one mention of the CFMEU. I said, that one must be a first. Yeah. It must be an absolute first.
Yeah, it must have. What's his name? Must have been on holidays.
Yeah, they're accusing us of everything, but it must be a new writer.
And you got to, obviously, Scallyway, we throw in Donald Trump because but the way they're fucking getting Mexicans and people, legal immigrants and rounding them up, working class people just rounding them up and pushing them and being there for years and family.
That's what happened to the Jews years ago, wasn't it? Where the Germans rounded them all up.
He's separating families and everything.
Yeah, the only thing they're not doing is putting them in bloody gas chambers.
Even ones that were born in America.
How would you like to be a Mexican over there now? Like, they'd be terrified with families that have been there for generations.
Standard tactic, though. From the elite, split everyone down the middle by using race.
And they're happy to take all these taxes off these people for years and years and years.
Well, you got them to build all these buildings.
Yeah.
Clean all those toilets and stuff like that. It's fucking disgusting.
It is. Frank, you nearly got through without saying that word.
No, he said it a few times.
He said it a couple of times.
I've got it a few times,
We've got to talk about it.
Old potty mouth, trees.
That's cost us 10 grand again, but anyway, keep sending money in. All right, well, that's about us for the first real show, because last week didn't count because, I didn't have the main players here,
Didn't start at the right time.
It was just a dry run.
Lacked a bit of content.
That's why they played it at 7 in the morning.
No one heard it.
We were actually thankful for that. Thank you very much, CCR.
They had a listener and said, please, we can't put this on the main time, but anyway. All right, we got anything else? We've got to give the Scallywag. I'd like to give it to Matt Beveridge.
I do too.
Because Matt Beveridge likes being better than, these sort of, him and Hansen Youngkin. We got rid of, what was the old mate's name there?
Oh, Chris Shears.
Oh, Mr. Personality.
Corpse with pads on.
He's gone. And Matt Beveridge is the man.
Mr. Personality.
He's testing the waters.
Well, he can't run this.
I've just got to review the agreement. Hang on, mate.
Beveridge and Sookie Lala goes to O'Connor, and we're going the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And it's good morning for the concrete gang. And what do you got for us?
Country camp, Road, mate. Oliver Anthony.
Country Road.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads take me. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the
sky, a misty taste of moonshine, a teardrop in my eye. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, oh mountain mama, Lord, take me home. Country roads, I hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls me, the radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get this feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.